ACT defends using the phrase menstruating people, not just women can menstruate. By Hannah Blow on September 8, 2021. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, on Wednesday asserted that more than just women can menstruate, defending her use of the term menstruating people. Not just women. Trans men and non-binary people can also menstruate, Ocasio-Cortez exclaimed, defending her use of the term. Some women also don't menstruate for many reasons, including surviving cancer that required a hysterectomy, she continued. GOP mad at this are protecting the patriarchal idea that women are most valuable as uterus holders. The New York lawmaker added, continuing to tell people to grow up because trans, two-spirit, and non-binary people have always existed and will always exist. Trans, two-spirit, and non-binary people have always existed and will always exist. People can stay mad about that if they want, or they can grow up, victory hand. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, et al., September 8, 2021. Ocasio-Cortez is far from the only high-profile figure purportedly devoted to science to use broad terms to refer to female-only functions, such as menstruating or becoming pregnant. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, for example, provided an update for coronavirus vaccinations for pregnant women on August 11. Although the Federal Health Agency repeatedly used the phrase pregnant people, despite the fact that there are only two biological sexes and only females can become pregnant with a child. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky has also used the phrase for pregnant people who are at a higher risk of severe illness from COVID-19. We are strengthening our guidance and recommending that all pregnant people or people thinking about becoming pregnant get vaccinated, she said during a press briefing last month. The Biden administration, too, has welcomed the broad terms, replacing the word mothers with birthing people in a budget proposal over the summer.